Welcome back to Art Smack. I'm your host, Jerry Gagosian, and I'm here joined with
Matt Capasso.
Well, guys, it is summer, and not just early summer, late spring. We are knee deep in sweaty, humid, thick ass summer. And as you may or may not know, this is when the art world goes dormant.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that we have become slightly dormant because there's less to report on and discuss. And everyone is away just on their European holidays and at their summer houses and swimming in the ocean or in their studios getting ready for fall when the art world will pick back up. So we're going to take a little break.
Yeah, guys. Jerry and I are just going to step back for a few weeks. And honestly, both of us have a lot going on, too.
I have math tests I have to take.
She's got math tests. She's got exciting projects with your art practice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a lot of writing. We just figured, okay, right now there's nothing really going on in the art world calendar. All the news stories that are developing are on a pause. And I think ultimately for us, instead of giving you guys some filler episodes, we wanted to just take a time to step back, regroup, and then re-engage with you guys. And we'll be back in August. So just a few weeks, right? I think in August, that's a good time to come back and get you guys prepped for the fall season that's to come when the art world really starts to pick back up again. I'll say that if something does break, something crazy, something that we have to talk about, we're going to hop back on in between then.
Yeah.
But for now, Jerry and I are just going to take a step back.
We aren't going on any European vacations.
No,
definitely
not. We've done 29 episodes so far. Yeah. So you can think of that as Art Smack season one.
Right? Yeah.
And Art Smack season two is going to pick up in the next few weeks.
Yep. And in the meantime, I actually wanted to share with you guys that I will be one of the guests who will help host the AWIDA conference. That'll be taking place Monday, July 3rd at Phillips Auction House in London, which I'm really excited about. And I've been working on my very professional, highly corporate PowerPoint presentation. I can barely even say that. PowerPoint presentation. where I will be discussing what it is like to work in the art world. So AWIDA, if you're not familiar, is an organization called Association of Women in the Arts. And it was formed in 2016. And their main focus is to bring inspirational women together. And they have members from around the world and around many sectors in the art world, including gallerists, curators, art advisors, and academics, as well as people from the auction houses, museums, public sector, and art fair professionals. So I have the honor as probably the biggest multi-hyphenate that I know in the art world, because I wear many, many hats, to go and to speak with and to an amazing group of women in this July in London. So if you're in a position geographically where you can locate London this July and you're interested, head over to their website.
We'll link it in the bio.
So AWIDA.London. And yeah, and then other than that, I just have to study for this math test that I didn't know until like 2 weeks ago I have to take for NYU.
I'm not going to help you with it.
What do you mean you're not going to help? Whatever, I'll ask ChatGPT to help me.
Cut that. So we were thinking what sort of activities that you guys, our listeners, could do in between episodes of Art Smack. And again, we'll be back in August. But we want you guys to stay engaged in the art world. And Jerry and I on this pod have been talking about some games that we like to play. And we want to reiterate them in this little update for you guys so that when you go out and about in your art world adventures, you're checking out summer shows, you're going to museums, you're doing your thing, maybe you can play them too and stay connected with us.
Yeah. So you should introduce it. I think by now you have a good way of describing Duchamp Picasso.
Right. This is a Matt trademarked game. When I was working at Christie's, I used to really study art history, and my lens by which I looked at a lot of, I guess you'd call modern and then contemporary art, was through the lens of two people, Picasso and Duchamp. And I used to look at paintings and walk through the galleries and point at them and say, Duchamp, Picasso, Duchamp, Duchamp. That's a Picasso. And what I mean by that, to define, is that Picasso was the problem solver. Picasso was depicting things on canvas and trying to spell something out about society, about the human condition, about how we view our perspectives, and really problem solve on canvas. So cubism is a great example. Whereas Duchamp was the jester. He was the absurdist. He was the Dadaist. He was the playful, conceptual, say something about society in a more meaningful way.
I think he was or is considered one of the fathers of conceptual art.
So you can look at two Latins, and I used to go and see Warhol, and I think, oh, that's the legacy of Duchamp. Mm-hmm. Or Peter Doig was a Picasso, the problem solver. And you can go on and on.
This is a really fun game. When Matt and I first got together, that's when I was introduced to this. And you really, like, every single work, every single artist, if you play this game with yourself, is this a Duchamp or a Picasso? Sometimes works and different artists can hold both positions, but it's always a fun game, and it's fun to play with your friends when you're looking at art to ask yourself, is this person hailing from a Duchampian, you know, mindset, or do they paint in the tradition of a Picasso
or sculpt
or out of the play this game, go to a show, and if you have time, drop us an email at info@artsmackpodcast.com.
Hello@artsmackpodcast.com.
Oh, shit. I've been saying info to people. Never mind, guys. It's hello@artsmackpodcast.com.
So that's Duchamp, Picasso. Give us your feedback on that. Obviously, it's a 100% foolproof game. There's actually no flaws with it whatsoever. Another one I played with Emily May Smith was Overrated, Underrated, or Properly Rated.
Yes.
That's another good one. It's pretty self-explanatory. Is the artist overrated, underrated, or properly rated?
In art history.
In art history. Are they getting enough due? Do they get too much due? Or do they get the right amount of due that they probably deserve? It doesn't mean good, bad, you know, boring painter. It's really just how we as art viewers, patrons, lovers view them. Overrated, underrated, or properly rated. And then I think this is one that Jerry and I have been doing lately, which is hotly contested.
Yeah, ours are different. Our answers are always different.
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, so who's your Mount Rushmore?
Who is your Mount Rushmore? Who are your four guys or gals, artists that sit within the pantheon for you? So Mount Rushmore, I like to think of them as four artists in an equal tier. There's not a tier amongst them, you know? There's not one through four rated there, but rather who are the four Mount Rushmore.
It's kind
artists.
Of like, who are your touchstones?
Yes. Who are your personal Mount Rushmores? And like, Jerry's and I were very different.
Who is yours again?
I'm like almost embarrassed to say.
No, I don't want to do it.
I don't do it. I don't want to do it here. I want to hear everybody else's.
Okay. So I guess the reason, I'll say what were mine again? I can't even remember
it
now.
It was Clint. Was it Bourgeois?
Yeah, Louise Bourgeois.
I think we were doing my 20th century Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm. That was why it got to there.
Yeah.
Warhol. And I don't remember the fourth one that you had. Was it Duchamp? Was it someone from that era? Oh, it was Jeff Koons. That's what it was. It was Jeff Koons. So Jerry's was Jeff Koons, Banksy, Cause, and Mr. Brainwash. Those were for Mount Rushmores.
Yeah. So anyways, it's a fun game. I have to remember what my fourth is now. It could have been Jeff Koons, actually. My heart has been warming to Jeff Koons. I almost feel ashamed to admit
that. Breaking news here, folks.
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen a couple of his works recently, and I'm like, okay. But this might also be Stockholm Syndrome.
He might have you captive.
Yeah, because I've just been told it's good for so long that after staring at it for so long, I'm like, is it good?
But is he underrated?
Viscerally.
Is Jeff Koons underrated?
No, he's whatever he is, he's properly rated or overrated. But yeah, I'm not really sure what this is about, but I'm just going to be honest and raise my hand and say, guys, for some reason, I've been warming up to Jeff Koons lately.
And I've been having Banksy, you know, I don't know, just ponderances. I've been thinking a lot about Mr. Banksy. A lot.
Mr. Banksy's great.
Yeah, I've been thinking about Banksy. So anyway, we're rambling here. We got three games for you guys. Go out and play them. Marcel Duchamp versus Picasso. We got overrated, underrated, or properly rated. And then your Mount Rushmore.
Actually, it's 2, 3, 4, if you think about it.
What?
Duchamp or Picasso, that's mm-hmm. 2. Overrated, underrated, properly rated, that's uh-huh. 3. And Mount Rushmore is 4.
There you go. 2, 3, 4.
So that's what we're giving you, the 2, 3, 4 challenge for the summer.
Yeah, that's great. All right, guys, as always, read everything at gogozian.com. Jerry just posted her Art Basel Switzerland report. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Sign up to be a member.
And then go back and look at Jerry's old stuff too. And like, obviously the Instagram's still going to be popping off and we're still going to be doing some stuff there. But Arts Mac is taking a little bit of a break and a hiatus, but we'll be back.
Unless something crazy happens.
Yeah, we might pop on. All right, guys.
See you later. Happy summer. See you on the internet.